We are continuing our shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on the Kuf Mem Tet 149. And we're at the piece over here which says Kinisat Mochin de Abba V'Iman. Okay, so that's good. Ot Ein Vav. Kinisat Mochin de Abba V'Iman Toch Hatesh Tzfiro Deza Ve'ofen Gidul Akelim Shel Za. So basically, this is going to teach us about the gidul of Zah, the way Zah grows. Here we go. The way that Zah grows means that the Abba v'Ima obviously are nurturing Zah is as follows: the Tzelem de Abba amispashet bayamim ubismol. The tzad panim shel zah, vatzelam the ima mispashe beyamin usmol, the tzad acho the zah. So it's like this. Every pasuf, like we see in ourselves in this world, we have a panim and we have an ach, acho. Zah has the same thing, panim ach. Now Abba is going to be nurturing his panim side. There's going to be a right and left side to that panim. And Ima is going to be nurturing the Achoraim of Zah. Also, there's a Yamin and small. There's a right and left to that as well. Now, Al Yedei Knisat Shneit Salmi Amochim Elu B'Zah Nigdal Zah B'Kol K'mato V'Nishtalem Gam Shlosh Rishonot Shelo. Now, the Shefa which is coming in from Abba V'Ima into Zah, it's called Salmi Amochim. This is the nourishment, whatever you want to call it, the blood, the shefa, which is going to go and grow it until it grows from a vak to a gar, to a vak to a esesfirot. Vohu ki kvar biyanu shezah yesh lo ikara shesh ktzarot. Because we know it starts off six sefirot. Vehem nimshechu v'nitkenu bekoach zivug b'chiyut olamot. Va'al yedei knisat ha'mochim degadu betocho hu nigdal le'eses firot. So again, like we said, Abba v'Ima have two different types of zivugim. One is called chiyut olamot, one is called chiyut zivug panimi. Chiyut olamot is sustaining the vak of Zah, and the zivug panimi is going to bring in the new mochim, which is going to grow Zah from a situation of 6 sefirot to 10 sefirot. V'tzarech l'da'at heach nigdelet mit'arechet kumato she'haita rak 6 ktzavot bilvan ve'era mitlabishim ha'mochim shelo me'ache she'ein lo adayim kelim de'shlosh ha'rishonot. So his question is as follows. We know when the Pativ is born, he has 6 sefirot, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. He only has 6 sefirot. The question is, how did he jump to that stage where he gets another 3, which is Chochmah, Bina, Da'at? How is he going to do that? So he answers, "V'havanat davar zeh hu." Sorry, "V'havanat davar zeh hi sod inyan aliyat haperkin." This growth process is called Aliyat Perakin, the growth of his parts. V'hu ke b'shisha k'tzavot yesh nam sach shmone eser prakim. That his 6 parts can be divided into 18 parts. He's going to explain. Shlosha prakim b'kol echad mina shisha k'tzavot. So again, he has 6 sefirot. If you divide every sefirah into 3, then you're going to have 6 times 3, which is 18. So from a situation of chaget nahi, of only 3 sefirot, you're going to come out with every sefirah split into 3 parts. Again, making the sach hakol 18 parts. Ki kol yad yesh lo shapakim. Every hand has 3 parts. Shu akav zroa v'yad. the upper parts of your hand to your elbow, the elbow to your wrist, and your wrist and your hand, that's three parts. Also your leg is split into three parts, your thigh, and then from your knee onwards to your foot, and then your actual foot is three parts. Every part of your body you can actually, every limb you can actually split into three parts, which are three different bones. וכן התפארת מתחלק אלו שלושה חלקים מגרון, מחזה עד הטיבור וטיבור עד סוף הגוף. Even the tifer, your trunk of your goof, you can also divide into three parts. ורק היסוד אין בו אלא שני פרקים. ביסוד זה only two פרקס, two פרקים, which is the אמה והתרה. ובכל זאת היא מתחלק לשלושה שלישים, the אמה מתחלק לשני שלישים, והתרה היא שלושה שלישי. And your ama actually is only two prokim, which is the actually ama the atara, but that can actually be split into two because the ama is split into two, and the ateras is the third part. Hine liyot she'adayim ein liza kelim b'chabad shelo. Now again, we said that zah right now at the beginning of his growth, he only has six field for chesed downwards. He doesn't have a chabad yet. לכן כאשר באים מוחים תגדלו להיכנס, and when it's time for the מוחים to come into זעם, עולים הפרקים של גוף דזה להכין לעשות מהם כלים לבחינת ראש. So therefore, what's going to happen is that the lower prakim are going to prepare themselves to accommodate this new shefa. Meube often says this is the way it's going to work technically. כי שני פרקים עליונים דחסד עולים לצור חוכמה. So let's start with the right hand side. Let's start with the sphere of Chesed. Chesed has, as we said, every sphere is split into three. Chesed has three spheres. We're going to call it Perik Elyon, Perik Emtzoy, Perik Tachton. So the two top Hakim of Chesed, which is Perik Elyon, Perik Emtzoy, are going to be now our new Chokhmah. Well, part of it anyways. Shnei Hakim Elyon de Gvoah, Olim Emtzoy Bina. The first two Hakim of Gvoah are going to be our Bina, our future Bina. Also the middle sphere of Tifer is also going to be, it's going to start preparing itself to be the new Dat. So same thing now. Okay, so far we have on our top row, imagine again, we have a matrix of six field. Now we're gonna make that matrix into 18. That means 3 by 6. Now we're gonna extend that to add another 9 field. Okay, 9 field. Meaning like this, we're gonna take the first two rows. With the Perik Elyon and Perik Emtzoy of Chesed Gvoah Tiferet, we're going to make that Chochma Bina Das. The two next rows underneath, which is the lower part of the Chesed, lower part Gvoah, lower part of Tiferet, is going to join up with the highest part of the Netzach Hod Yesod. That's going to be our new Chesed Gvoah Tiferet. And the last two remaining parts of the Nahi, which is Netzach Hod Yesod, that's going to be our new Nahi. אם הפרק תחתון, לכל אחד מהחגת נשאר במקומו, הרי הם שני פרקים, כל אחד מחסד, גבורה ותפארת. בכך יש עתה גם בכל אחד משיש הקצורות שני פרקים, שהרי בכל אחד מהנצר הוד יסוד נשאר שני פרקים, באופן שמעטה נשתבו כל תשע ספירות דזה, להיות בכל ספירת מהם שני פרקים. So it comes out that now we have in front of us, we have three layers of twos. That means we have two rows, which is the Perik Elyon and Perik Emtzoy of the Chagat, that's going to be our Chabad. We have two other rows underneath that, which are the Perik Elyon, Perik Tafton of Chagat, and the Perik Elyon of Nahi. That's going to constitute our new Chagat, and the two lower rows of the Perik Emtzoy and Perik Tachton of the Nai is going to constitute now our new Nai. Olam shleimot asfira hi leolam bihiyot ba shlosha pakim dafka. But this is not enough. It's not enough just to make two rows. That doesn't make a sphere. What makes a sphere is three pakim. That means, in our case, three rows. So where are we going to get the third row in each of our sections? We're aiming for 27 prakim. Right now we only have 18. תוספת הגידול שעל ידי הכניסת הנעיד לתפונה, ועל ידי הזה נשלם, נשתלם השליש החסד גם בכל אחד מהספירות, שישה קצוות, בכוח כניסת מוחים בנעיד לתפונה מספשת בהם. לסיבה שיכולים נעיד לימן. So what did he say? He said it's very simple. What's going to happen is that we know we only have 18 pchakim over here, 18 parts. We have to get to a situation where we have 27 parts. Where are we going to get the extra 9 parts from? We're going to get them from Ima, or call it Tfuna. Now, Tfuna's Nahi, Netzach Hod Yesod, is going to come in, and it's going to be mashlim what we are missing. Are you going to tell me Netzach Hod Yesod is only 3 spheres, where you need 9? So the answer is, I heard Netzach Hod Yesod is also going to be subsplit into 9 parts. That means every one of his spheres, her netzach is going to subsplit into 3 parts, her hod into 3 parts, her yesod into 3 parts. It comes out that tfuna is going to be integrating her 9 parts, which is her nahi, into zah. Therefore, between her 9 and his 18, you're going to come out with your 27. Therefore, by doing that, you're going to have now zah has grown from 6 sfirot into 9 sfirot. Now, how does it happen? So we're going to, again, take her nine of the tfuna, we're going to divide it into a perek elyon, a perek emsoi, a perek tachton. Her perek tachton is going to go all the way down and lie on top of the two prakim of nahi, of za. Now, the two middle parts of za, that is going to get that part of the Shefa, which is the Perek Emsai of the Nai, the Tfuna, is going to lie on top of that. And then finally, on the two top Hakim of Zah, is going to give the top Perek of the Netzach Hod Yesod. So let me just repeat that. It's a little bit complicated if you don't picture it. But again, we have in front of us Zah. Zah is split into two, meaning there's two bottom rows, the two middle rows, and the two top rows. Now, Tfuna also has 3 rows, lower, middle, and top. So her lower row is going to join his two lower rows. Her middle row is going to join his two middle rows. Now, her top row is going to join his two top rows. So it comes out, now that Zah, instead of having 2, 2, 2, he's going to have now 3, 3, 3. And that's going to complete his Nahi, that's row number, that's the lowest row. His middle row is going to be considered to be now full-fledged Chagat, and his top row is going to be now full-fledged Chabat. That's how we grow the Pasuk of Zah. Now, I don't know if he's going to go into this right now or later on, but you have to know there are stirot, contradictions in the Rav concerning how to grow Zah. There are many different shmuot. Another shmuot, agav, is to say that the Nai of Zah becomes a Chagat, the Chagat of Zah becomes a Chabat, and he gets a new Nai Chadashim. That's a new shmuot, a different shmuot. The other Shmua, very famous, and we find this in Kavanas Shkrei Shema, is that that is exactly what we saw over here. And sometimes we find that it gets a new Chabad. So we have different, so there's four different shmuas, which we're not going to go into right now about this, but again, this needs a little bit of a bio, but really they're all coming out of the same thing, growing the process of Zah in a different dimension. Okay, let's continue. Now we're on page Kuf Nun Aleph at the top of the page. V'hine. Asiba sheyocholim anai de'ima ve'abon la'ashlim ha'chesed svo de Zah, and the nai hagam, the nai de bina, em kemo guf zar ve'nivla b'guf adam. ואין יכולים להסתרף ליחד עם גוף להגדילו. So he's asking the following question: how do we integrate two different bodies together? It's a strange thing, a phenomenon over here. We're growing Zah with a different part. Sort of we're making surgery on Zah and importing some foreign parts and integrating in him. How does it work exactly? He says, כי לפני שנדלה בשביל המורחים דזה בתוך הנאי דאימה ארץ הערות האמצעים דאימה נסתל כמו הנאי שלה ועלו למעלה ונעשו להם כלים דנאי חדשים רק אחרי זה מתלבשים המורחים דזה תוך הנאי דאימה שכיוון נתערוקנו מהאורותיהם שלכך ולכך ולכן הם מתאבחים אותם את טבעם ונעשים כטבעה של זה מאח שהאור שבתוך המעטה הם מאוד זה ומתם זה כאשר הם מתלבשים מתוך זה הם נעשים עצם מעצמו בצה בשרו המגדילים אותו וכל הסדה הנה כי כל הסדה הנה. Let me explain to you what he's saying. So again, this question was, how can you bring Tvuna, which is a foreign entity, into Zah? Now we see this in our world, because sometimes when you try to implant a foreign body part into a person, sometimes the body rejects it. It doesn't want to accept the implant. So how does it work over here? It works as follows. Now, when we look at Tvuna, we say Tvuna's Nahi is going to go into Zah to grow Zah from 6 Sfirot into 10 Sfirot. Now, her Tvuna are going to be Zah's Kelim. Now, inside of a Tvuna, it's called Mochim. She's going to vacate that. She's going to take her Mochim out and replace it with the mochim of Zah. Mochim and Zah are coming from outside the act. They're going to come into Tvuna's empty kelim, and through that, that's going to mahafich Tvuna's kelim into his kelim. The fact that they have in them now new mochim, which are allocated especially for Zah, that's going to give a koach for these now vacated kelim of Nai to be able to integrate themselves smoothly into the body of Zah. And to grow the palsu from a shesh ktsavo into a teshas fior. Let's continue. So dimrat zev remez haketuv kmo shketuv v'shmod v'ra'item ki avnaim ve'ayri de'ayri b'shat leida המצטלינים ומתקשים ירחה ילדות היולדת כענבים כמו שכמוד חזל בסודה דף יוד א' עמוד ב'. So we know that when Paro the Paro told the two Miriam and his daughter Yocheved and his daughter Miriam and her daughter Miriam to go and to kill all the firstborn in Egypt, they came back to Paro and said to him, we can't. They themselves give birth quicker than we can before we get them. So therefore, we don't have the chance. So he said the part of the pasuk is that we see them sitting down as rocks. Ri'item al avnayim means the way we translate that they're sitting on the your ledits. They're sitting on the beds where they give birth, and the we see them as rocks. Now, what is this rocks? Avnaim is translated as rocks, beds of rocks. What's going on here? So it's really actually referring to their legs. Their legs, b'shas leida, becomes like avnaim. Avnaim. That means become senseless. Meaning b'shas leida, they become like lifeless. Meaning that the Ariza uses his pasuk to learn that when the naya of Tvuna vacates themselves from the chius that they have inside, which is called the shefa, they become lifeless until Zah's shefa from Apsak Da'ak is going to come inside those kelim and revive them. And that's why it's like That's why they become part and parcel of Zah so easily, because sort of those kelim have died because the neshama of those kelim have left them, and now a new neshama is coming inside. V'hine pashut m'mashmaot de'inan kenal hu she'ateisha prakim shel hana'id de'ima שבתור המורחים דזה הם מצטרפים ממחי פרקים דתשע ספירות לגוף הדזה, או משלמים אותם לחב זיים פרקים שהן תשע ספירות שלמות, והוא באופן שהפרקים אלאים דנאי דאימה נעשים פרקים אלאים דחבד דזה, הפרקים אמצעי דנאי דאימה נעשים פרקים אלאים דחגד דזה, הפרקים דתתים דנאי דאימה נעשים פרקים אלאים דנאי דזה. Okay, this is exactly what I told you. So her top row mix joins up with his top row, two top rows. Her middle row joins up with his two middle rows, and her lower row joins up with his two lower rows. Al yedei ze, ba'al yedei hitchaburutam, hitztarfutam, yachad nigdal zan. Therefore, zan grows because of this system. Olam ein dvarim pshutam, sh'ari ei avsha shel ha'id ha'in yiparku l'shlishim, v'od partzuf d'pinimi דמוחים הוא מתלבש בתוך הפרצוף הקטנות דפנימיותו, ואין הכלים דנאי דגדלות מהרבים כלל עם כלים דגוף הדזה. So he says, really, this is only a metaphor, really. It doesn't actually happen like this, because it doesn't make sense that her leg should be split up in such a division. We don't find such a thing in our lifetime, in our world. Ela biu ina mitutu, and then he's going to tell us the true answer. How does it actually work? כי כאשר נעיד אימא משבתורכם המוחים דגדלו מספשתים בפנימיות ותשע ספירות דזה בחילת קטנות וחיצוניות, אז הפרצוף פנימי דגדלות מאיר בכלים דפרצוף חיצון של קטנות, ואותה הערה נמשכת בכלים האם היא מגדילה את השליש החסד בכל סבירה מהתשע ספירות דזה. לכן נחשב כאילו נאי דאימה מצטרפים עם הכלים דגוף הדזה להשלימם, הגם שאין אמת כן כפשוטו אלא כנער, שערד נאי דאימה הפנימיים מגדילים מוסיפים השלישים החסרים בכל כלי דחיצוניות דזה. So he wants to say, he's basing himself on Etz Chaim Shachav Gimel Perek Zayin, that the way it works is not too much more like we explained technically, that her top row joins with his top row, is middle with middle, and the bottom the bottom, but rather it's an internal shefa which is seeping down into Zah, and thereby joining up with that particular point in the Patsu. Not that the actually Nai, the Ima, are dislocating herself, but rather it's all intact, but rather it's an internal job that's seeping into the Patsu, being mitlabish inside the Patsu, and therefore giving koach, a special koach, to grow the Patsu as is. So let's just read that again one minute. Ella, let's read that again. Ella biwa ina mitudhu, ki kasha nahid ima, shibetocham amochim de gadlut, when you have the ima, the night the ima which has come in, what we call tvun a minute ago, and you have inside of it the mochim de gadlut, again, you have the kelim which are coming in, and every kelim you have to have all inside of it, that's the mochim de gadlut, mispashtim be pnimut, teshev svor de zam, bechinat katnut, Mechitzoniut. We're going to find that the mochim come inside into Zah, and they're going to go into the Zah at this moment in time is a cotton, and the mochim which is getting is gadlus. So we're going to have to integrate the gadlus into the katnus. As partzuf penimi, the gadlus meir bekelim partzuf chitzon shel katnus, veoto hara nimshechet bekelim ha'em. He magdila et ashlish chesed she bekol svira meteisha svirot deza. So that's going to seep in, that gadlus, that shefa is going to go in, seep inside inside the chesed, for example, and all shlish chesed, so shlish chesed bekol svira meteisha svirot, everything which is missing for the growth, it's going to be like a filler. ולכן נחשב כאילו הנאי דימה מצטרפים עם הכלים דגוף על דילה שלימם וזה הגם שאין אמת כן כפשוטו לכנל והרת נאי דימה הפנימי מגדילים הוסיפים שלישים החסרים מכל כלי חיצון זה. הנה מצינו עוד שני אופנים של התשלום גידול זה לעשר ספירות ואוף. Oh, so you can explain now there are different ways to find different שמועז like I explained beforehand. אופן אחד הוא קצת הנעל, אלא שבקו אמצעי יש בו שינוי, והוא שהספירות לקו אמצעי עולות לגמרי לספירות מעליהם, היינו שטבעת עולה לדעת ויסוד לתפארת. Another way is that the Tiferet goes up to the Dat, and Yesod goes up to the Tiferet, ונעשה לזה יסוד חדש, על ידי הרע עליונם שחט לה מזיווג תחין מזלין דרך המפין. Another way we find in Shach Haftet, that she's going to get a new Yesod, and another way is to grow the parts of Zah, ואופן השני הוא שעולים החסד והגבורה והתפארת השלימו למעלה ונעשים חוכמה בינה ודעת, וכן עולים נצח הוד יסוד והשלימתם לעשים מהם חסד גבוה תפארת, נעשה לזה שלוש ספירות נאי חדשים על ידי הרד דליון המשכם למוחים. That's what I told you beforehand, is that another way is that we're going to pump everything up, all the spheres are going to go up. His Chagat is going to be the new Chabad. His Chagat is going to be the new Chabad. His Nai is going to be the new Chagat. And he's going to get a new Nai Chadoshim. Vine, Shlosha Ofanim Eilu, Einam Shmut Sturot. Like I told you, they are not contradictions. Ela Yeshnam Shlosha Bechinot Ba'olamot. There are three different aspects to the world. Abekol Bechinam Ehem, Yeshnam Aseder Va'ofa Miyuchadlo. And every aspect, every kivun needs a different type of growth process in order to make it work, and that therefore there is no contradiction between them. Okay. Okay, we're going to stop it here. We're going to start a new piece next time, Sashem, the Siyat Dishmaya. Okay.